Hey, it's John Lee Dumas of EO Fire, and it's The Entrepreneurial You, the show for dedicated and passionate Caribbean entrepreneurs seeking daily inspiration, brought to you by author, speaker, and award-winning entrepreneur, Henneka Watkus Porter. You must be prepared to ignite.
Personal branding really is about how do you stand out amongst the noise and be considered and looked to as the expert within your field. How do you become the obvious choice? When somebody wants to go to a restaurant, you're the restaurant that everybody wants to go to. Or if you're the personal coach or the realtor, how do you stand out among all the realtors? I live in the Las Vegas, Nevada area in the United States, and there's 13,000 real estate agents. That's a lot of people. Now, Las Vegas has got 2.5 million people just within the city and the county. So how do you stand out? How do you stand out among and be amongst the top 2 or 3% of the people that are considered? Well, to do that, you've got to build a brand around not only an image, but around what you do. How do you do it? What makes you so special? Why would I want you to be my realtor versus the other 12,999.
Hi, this is Henneka. I'm so glad you took the time to stop by today. In Jamaican parlance, Wagwan. I'm glad to say a dial. This episode is sponsored by HennekaWatkusPorter.com as well as the Jamaica Stock Exchange. Now, on HennekaWatkusPorter.com, you can visit us for blogs, resources, books, online podcast courses, podcasts, and more. If you are new to the Entrepreneur Lou podcast, be sure to check out past episodes with guests such as John Lee Dumas, Patrice Washington, Seth Godin, Richard Branson, Amy Porterfield, and a host of other game changers.
We needed to raise capital, but our experience with local financial institutions was that they were cautious and slow to act, and interest rates were far too high. We had real concerns about financing our business through outside equity investors and the possibility of interference. Could we get a fair valuation for our business? We had our own ideas about the business and its value. Should I go the traditional route of bank financing, or should I try the Jamaica Stock Exchange? So we made a call and experienced transformation of our business through conversations. I'm John Mahfood, CEO of Jamaican Teas, and we're listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Give us a call today at 876-967-3271 to begin your transformation through conversation. We want to see your company listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
And now, here's today's episode. If your customer base is aging with you, then eventually you're going to become obsolete or irrelevant. You need to be constantly figuring out who you are, your new customers, and what you are doing to stay forever young. Jeff Bezos. Greetings, 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 my wonderful listeners, my peak performers. This is episode 175 of the Entrepreneurial You podcast. I'm Henneka Watkus Porter, of course. Today's episode is with Edwin Dearborn. Edwin is the author of 3 books and has lectured to thousands of business professionals around the globe on the subjects of branding, social media, and digital marketing. In addition, Edwin has spent the last 35 years specializing in working with small businesses to increase their profits across the US and the globe. He combines his unique ability to blend humor and pragmatic know-how into his presentation. So I'm really looking forward as we're going to be talking about myths and misconceptions of personal branding in the digital era. Welcome, Ed.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Before we go into our topic of the day, what do you know about Jamaica?
All I know is that you guys have probably one of the greatest accents ever, but I've never personally been there, but I would love, love, love to visit.
Ah, well, please, when you get a chance, do come and say hello to me and let me know. Yes. So our accent. Yeah, man. Love it. Love it. Love it. I love it too. Right. And
yes.
I love our language and how we go about, you know, making our conversations colorful with the way we speak. All right. So, a little bit about your experience as you specialize in working with small businesses. Tell us a little bit about that before we go any further.
Okay, great. Well, when I was younger, I'm almost 57 now, but back in the 1980s, my parents owned a couple of businesses and I was going to a junior college studying things like advertising and, you know, just basic business stuff. But back then, marketing was just, you know, you had an ad maybe in the newspaper or you handed out flyers to local businesses. We didn't have anywhere near the digital opportunities that we had. We didn't even have email. With the businesses, I was handing out flyers and we were running ads in newspapers and I saw that people responded. So I thought that was pretty cool. Like, wow, I handed out a flyer and somebody called, you know, and at 19 years old, I was easy to impress. Well, I went on to then work for an advertising agency because I really fell in love with marketing, started reading books on my own and taking some classes. And I stayed in marketing and sales pretty much my entire life. But in 2006, when the economy crashed, 2006, 2007, we also saw the emergence of platforms like Twitter and YouTube and Facebook, right? So the economy was crashing, but these new platforms were emerging. And I saw that this was going to be the future of business development. This was going to be the future of branding and marketing. I didn't know how. I just had this, you know, my spidey senses, as they say, you know, my Spider-Man senses kind of knew that this was where we were going to be going in the future. So I decided to really invest a lot of time and effort. And I knew a friend of mine who was heavily involved in digital marketing at that time, making a lot of money. And I said, I want you to teach me everything you know. And I want to learn. And so I worked for him for a couple of years and I studied books. And ever since, I've just been hooked on always increasing my knowledge and my experience with digital marketing. And during that time, I've helped hundreds of businesses from very small projects, maybe just setting up their social media profiles, all the way to traveling to Europe and creating videos for brands that go on YouTube and websites and, you know, how to get maximum exposure. So I've learned some things along the way, not just from book knowledge, but practical everyday. What really does work? What really moves the needle? What is the thing that attracts attention and gets new clients? And I've tried to work with businesses in being realistic and pragmatic on how to use social media and content to develop a brand.
So, Ed, when you talk about personal branding, what exactly are we talking about?
Personal branding really is about how do you stand out amongst the noise and be considered and looked to as the expert within your field? How do you become the obvious choice? That's what we all want to be. We want to be considered to be, when somebody wants to go to a restaurant, you're the restaurant that everybody wants to go to. Or if you're the personal coach or the realtor, how do you stand out among all the realtors? I live in the Las Vegas, Nevada area in the United States, and there's 13,000 real estate agents. That's a lot of people. Now, Las Vegas has got 2.5 million people just within the city and the county. So how do you stand out? How do you stand out among and be amongst the top 2 or 3% of the people that are considered? Well, to do that, you've got to build a brand around not only an image, but around what you do. How do you do it? What makes you so special? Why would I want you to be my realtor versus the other 12,999? And so there's so many people looking for services, but how do you become the obvious choice? So what I do in personal branding is I ask them, how are you going to stand out? What's going to make you different? And it's really interesting because when you ask them that, they don't know. They really, most people I work with don't know how they're going to stand out. They go, well, I deliver really good customer service. I go, so do 10,000 other realtors. So that's not going to make you stand out. I'm like, that's true. Well, I've got a really good logo. They've got a really good logo too. That's true. So we have to find a way for them to stand out more than others. And when you take them through that process and you get them to understand that personal branding is about how to stand out, maybe not to everybody, but how do I stand out to enough people? If I can stand out above the others to enough people, I can have a profitable business.
What are some of the ways that we can use social proof to enhance personal branding?
Great question. The way we do that is, you know, I think you really have to understand who you are first. What can you do? Because if your personal branding is based on a lie or something that's very shallow, it's not going to work. People can see through the lies. So we got to first develop, well, what is it that you can deliver that truly is about you? What is your mission statement that is genuine to your heart and your purpose? Because when they meet you, they're going to see that. So if they see that genuineness that they saw in your YouTube video or your email, they go, wow, there's a consistency here. So we have to say, who are you? What makes you genuine in a real way? And then how do we project that? Once we do that, I believe that the best way to stand out as a brand is not to sell, but to serve. And when you start to attract attention through followers and through contacts on email, the question is, how do we serve others? I believe that the unlock, the real secret sauce, if you will, is I'm going to create or find good content, and I'm going to continue to educate you about what I do, about my industry. I'm going to help you make better choices. I'm going to help you become more intelligent. So maybe 20 or 30 years ago, branding was your logo and your tagline, but that's not enough anymore. I believe that where the strength lies in personal branding is putting out good content, like you're putting out a podcast. I think that's the best thing that you could be doing, or anybody, is providing value and information to people, and all of a sudden you become seen as this authority that's always got great guests and great information.
In terms of some, you know, practical things like testimonials and guest posts and stuff, in order to, you know, those kind of social proofs, what are some of the ways that you think works best?
Well, it depends on the business that you're in. If it's a restaurant, obviously online reviews is very, very strong. That's great social proof. So of course, you got to deliver good service, but then you engage your customers to post things about you on Instagram, to leave positive reviews on Google and Facebook, right? Now, if you're a personal coach, personal reviews may not be as strong. So maybe you want to do is video testimonials where you get a good result with somebody and then you document that result. You know, I was not winning in life. I was not succeeding in business. I worked with this personal coach and now I'm succeeding in business. We can take that video. We can put it on YouTube. We can push it out through email. We can push it out through social. We can even push it out through paid ads through your target audience. But that documentation really is the best social proof, because in today's world, people are skeptical before they buy.
That's so true. That is absolutely correct. Now, I want us to move into some of the myths and misconceptions of personal branding. So I'm going to allow you to speak to that as we continue our conversation. What are some of the myths and misconceptions there?
Yeah, great question. The biggest myth that I find when I sit down with people is people think that branding is their brand image. I call it the brand image, meaning your logo, the suit you're wearing, a pretty website, your tagline. They think that's all there is to branding, right? My branding. When people say my branding, what they mean is my logo and my website. But it's very easy now to get a nice logo, and it's very easy now to build a beautiful website. You can go to Fiverr. You can go. There's plenty of people in colleges that can build a beautiful website. But what I find is that they really don't understand the depth of what branding is. And they've got a very shallow definition, is which is how I look. Okay, great. So you look professional, but so do other 10,000 other realtors in Las Vegas. They've got a pretty website too. They've got a great logo. They've got a great tagline. Now what? And I remember a story that I'll tell you. I was in St. Louis, a big city here in the United States, and I was speaking to the St. Louis Realtors Association, and we had about 100 realtors in the room. And I asked them, what do you think branding is? And they're like, logo, my business cards, my website, profile on social media. And I said, that's great, but all 100 of you have the exact same thing. You all have the same pretty website. You all have pretty logos. How do I choose between you all when you're all looking good? And I go, that's because you have a very surface understanding of branding. You've got the look, but you don't have the content. You don't have the message. You're not standing out. See, if they became like a media person, I call them like the digital mayor. If you became the digital mayor of your town and you started interviewing school principals and teachers and firemen and policemen and local restaurateurs and influencers, and you became like the celebrity of the city, you would attract more attention by becoming the local celebrity, by creating this show, this content, this YouTube channel, this podcast, whatever fits for you. You'd attract way more attention doing that than you would having a pretty logo. People would go, oh, I've heard of you. You have the podcast about St. Louis, or you have that video show about St. Louis restaurants. We have to stand out by attracting attention by either giving them great information or entertaining them. So I think what you're doing with your podcast is a great example of how you stand out as a brand beyond the logo.
So let's continue on some, you know, sharing some other misconceptions that there are, because I, you know, I'm sure there are others that you want to share with us.
I think the other misconception is that we have this idea that branding is a one-time event. But if you think about it, you know, because I've heard people say, well, I've got all my branding done. And I'm like, okay, so you're all done with branding. Yeah, I'm all done with branding. But my question is, when does branding stop? If you think about it, you look at the big companies like Coca-Cola or Levi's, Microsoft, Google, they're always doing things to make sure that the brand is in front of you. I think that a lot of people think that branding is a one-off. My website's done. My logo's done. There you go. I'm done with my branding. Whereas really, brand building is about how to gain exposure, not only to more people that you want to influence, but how do I stay in front of the people that already know me and remind them about my brand, remind them about my value and what you brought up about social proof. Remind them that I'm accomplishing my mission purpose on a continuous basis. You know that saying, out of sight, out of mind?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I don't stay in front of you through email or constant postings or whatever the thing that I've decided to do, then I go out of mind. And now all of a sudden, they choose somebody else to do business with simply because I thought I was done with my branding, when really branding is a 24/7 activity of how you stay and remind people that you are relative, that you exist, and that you're still there ready to do business with.
And so how do we communicate, you know, what we want our brand to be known for? What are some of the platforms that we can communicate this message on?
Email's been around for almost 35, 40 years. People think that email doesn't work. It's old. It's given way to social platforms. I still believe that if you put out really good content for myself and people that I work with, email still is a powerful platform. We kind of think that the new and the shiny new object, you know, like, oh no, I need to be on TikTok. Oh no, I need to be on this because that's the new and shiny. When really, you think about it, whether you're young or old, if you have a job, you have an email address. And that's kind of one of the most underutilized marketing tools. YouTube is free. You could be creating explainer videos. You could be getting those videos in front of people. People are much more likely to watch a video than they are to read a book. So are you using that platform? I think podcasts, a lot of people kind of get overwhelmed of how to create content. And that's probably the number one thing that I run into in terms of content is what do I say? So working with a coach to kind of develop your voice and then distributing that through email and through YouTube, I think are probably the most powerful platforms to get your brand message out there.
It is said that brand building is a natural extension of who you are and, mm-hmm. and what you do. What do you say to that?
100% agree. And I'll tell you why. Number one, if your brand truly reflects who you are, number one, people will see that and they will trust you more. They're like, oh my gosh, you're just like your brand. You are what you say you are. Number two, you're going to stay excited about it because now you don't have to lie or be fake. You don't have to be worried about being found out. If you're true to your brand, then you can wake up every morning and feel, you know, whether you like my message or not, I'm true to my brand, and then you'll attract the tribe. Because I think, you know, sometimes when people start out with a personal brand, they're trying to be everything to everybody, and you never can please everybody. It's impossible, virtually impossible to please everybody. So you have to decide who are the people that will resonate with my message, knowing half the people won't resonate my message. I got to be willing to alienate you, if you will, or not please half the people on this planet. The other half will resonate with me. You know, it's like in American politics. You either like the president or you don't. You either like his opponent or you don't. You can't please everybody. But you don't have to please everybody to be president of the United States. You just have to please at least 51%. And that's true of business as well. You have to make your stand, be true to your goals, and then go out there and communicate knowing that not everybody is going to love you.
Absolutely. Edwin Dearborn, you have really shared some golden nuggets with us. As we are about to wrap our conversation, I'm just going to ask you for your final thoughts around this topic, myths and misconception of personal branding in the digital age. Share your contact information as well as talk about that free gift that you have for audience members.
Yes. Well, if you go to our website, my company is called Green Dragon Communications, greendragoncommunications.com. We've got a free ebook there about, you know, social media and websites and branding and stuff like that. Here's my final thought. And by the way, if you want to reach out to me and connect with me, just go to LinkedIn. That's the easiest way. Go to LinkedIn, type in Edwin Dearborn, send me an invite. I'll accept it. The best way, I'm going to tell you the best way to learn about personal branding. Go to YouTube, type in personal branding, and spend 50 to 100 hours watching videos from experts about personal branding. There is nothing like doing a lot of study and getting multiple perspectives about it. What I'm sharing here with you today is only 20 to 24 minutes worth, and that's just my viewpoint. There's so many great content creators out there. There's so many brilliant people out there on YouTube that have a passion for sharing their advice. Go to YouTube, watch the videos, and then from that, take notes and develop your own voice and then just start doing it. You're going to be a little rough around the edges in the beginning. You might fall down a few times. Everybody does. Just keep going.
Thank you so much, Edwin Dearborn. It's my pleasure to have you on The Entrepreneurial You.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And to my peak performers, thank you for tuning in to this episode with Edwin Dearborn. I truly look forward to connecting with you next week. In the meantime, Of course, you can reach out to me if you want to get any of my books, or if you want me to coach you on how to podcast or any other thing. Just call me. Just send a message on my WhatsApp via my website, which is hennikawatkisporter.com, and I'll be sure to respond to you. So until next week, let me just leave a point of hope. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. 1 John 4, verse 7. I truly appreciate you, and I'll catch up with you next time. What good?